Welcome back to Gemara Tainus. Learn together today. Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. Today we're learning, as always, in the merit the hostages should return home now. Soldiers should be safe and emerge victorious from this terrible war. Israel should be safe. And today we are learning, finishing up the first parak and moving on to the second parak. Now I don't know why, if anyone knows any of the history of this in Maseches Tainus, it's not the only Maseches that does this. The Mishnayos are all jammed together as one long Mishnah, and only afterwards does the Gemara start for the rest of the parak. So today we're just going to do the Mishnah, all the Mishnayos, and we'll stop at 10 lines from the top. Just again, it just makes it a little simpler to break it down. But let's just finish up the first parak. Yesterday we concluded, we were talking about bowing down and ripping one's garment. The Gemara says as follows: Rabbi Lezer, lo hakol b'kima. When the redemption happens, not everyone will greet Jewish people standing. Not everyone will greet everyone while bowing down. So again, this is very enigmatic. I have no idea what any of this means, but we're just going to read it. Malachim Akima, the kings will greet everyone standing. Vesharim Shachavai, whilst those who are the nobles will be bowing down. Malachim Akima, the Ksiv, Komar Hashem, so say God, Goli Shal Kadosh, the Redeemer of Israel, and it's only one. Levozo Nefesh, Lemesav, Gaila Abed, Mishalim, Malachim, Yeru, Akimu. To the degraded soul, to the board of nations, to those ruled by servants, kings shall witness your redemption to the stand. Okay, it's Nishayahu. The Shar Mishtachavoy, the Ksiv, Shar Mishtachavoy, nobles will bow down. Okay, I'm not, that's all Nishayahu. So I'm not totally sure what that means. Okay, one more, and you can even see and sense from this Gemara, although I have no idea what it means, there's clearly a great depth to it. So this Gemara as follows. Maskev Leir of Zeir of Itim of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. So Rav Zeir challenged, and some sort of Shmuel Nachmeni challenged this. If it says nobles will bow down, I would say like you said. Hasidiv Sharmi Vishdachav, not says nobles and bow over, prostrate themselves. They do both of them. Okay, sorry. This is the teaching that I have no idea what it means for sure, but you can tell, just you can sense from the Gemara there's a depth here. Omer of Nachem Bar Yitzluk. Achvani Omer. Lo kol ha'or, not everyone will merit to have light in the next world. V'lo kol simcha, not everyone will merit to have simcha, gladness in the next world. What does this mean? Tzadikim la'or, the righteous will get light. V'yisharim la'simcha, and those who are upright will get gladness. Tzadikim la'or d'ksiv, or zeru la'tzadik, light is for the righteous. V'yisharim simcha d'ksiv, v'yisharim lev simcha, and the upright have gladness. Again, I don't really know what this means, but clearly you can see there's a depth to this. Hajj and Lachmimisai, this concludes the first parak. Okay, let's begin the second parak. The second parak deals with the Seder Tainus. Like, how exactly are we fasting? Delineating these procedures on all these days, the three, then the seven. Seder Tainus, and we're going to discuss these additional brachas, these additional six brachas we keep alluding to. Seder Tainus Ketzad. Motzi is a teva l'chok shel iris. They bring out the teva, the Aron Kodesh, to the town square. For those in Ephraim, mukla gabe teva, and they place ashes upon the teva. These are ashes that were burnt. Okay. Then, urosh nasi, urosh avbezdin, and also in the head of the nasi, and the head of the avbezdin. Cho'ef echanos, urosh, and then everyone else placed ashes upon their own head. Hazakhan shmehem, omer lefneim, divrei kavushin. The more senior member among them would say words that were meant to create the right Avira, the atmosphere, the ambiance of like subdued and solemnity. And he'd say as follows, because our brethren, this does not stay regarding the people of Nineveh, that God was going to destroy them. What happened? God saw they put sackcloth on. God saw they went to fast. Excuse me, I got it wrong. It does not say in regards to Nineveh, it's crucial, that God wanted to destroy them, saw they put on sackcloth and they fasted, as they did very overt, external actions. Ella, it says, Vayarlo kimishem maisein kishavu midarkim hara. It says God saw their deeds, they repented from the evil ways. Meaning to say, it's not about the external actions you go through. That's not real. That's insincere. What the external actions are supposed to do, and in general, in Judaism, oftentimes external actions are supposed to create and engender within us real, deep-seated, whatever it may be. In this case, tshuva, simcha, gladness, whatever it may be. The actions are a way of getting to the internal, to creating an internality that is one of sincerity. So he said, look, by Nineveh, it didn't say God saw what they did. Rather, it said he saw that they internally, they rent their arm, he saw their deeds and repented from the evil. We call them Omer. It says, rend your hearts, not your clothes. Meaning it's not about the clothes. as important as this whole physical deprivation of fasting is, that's true repentance, is that that engenders a true spiritual transformation. Okay, that's a drush right there. So you see, drush has already happened in times of the Mishnah, and I guess we can use this one time as well. Omdu b'tfilah, they stand in tfilah in the town square. Marie left the table. Who would go daven? Zaken Regal, someone who's elder, who knows the prayers. Veishal Badam, who has children of Beis Rekam, but whose house is empty. Kadeshi Libo, Shalom Tfilah, so his heart would be completely devoted to prayer. And we can, this, the Gemara will discuss all these qualifications. Vamo lefneiam aser v'arba brachos, says these 24 brachos. What are these? We've been waiting to hear about them. So yudchesh poyom, we know 18 of them have to say every day. Umosiv leim otsheish ve'eluhen sichronos v'shofros. They add on sichronos v'shofros that we know, that we're familiar with. Clearly, it's seeming from Rosh Hashanah. And then they say as follows. They'd say a number of psukim from Tehillim, which you'll recognize. These are all psukim from Tehillim we commonly turn to when we're in distress. And then I'll add in, they add a bracha at the end of them, which makes it, turns it into a bracha, not just Tehillim, which again, we're all going to enumerate and elaborate in a moment. Say, El Hashem, but Sarasa li karasi daneni. To Hashem, my distress, I call out, he answered me. Then they'd say, Esa'inai elaharim. Then say, Shirmaus mama kintirasicha Hashem. Then Tfiloli anikiyatov. So we know all these because they're also MBD songs. Rehuda Omer, Lo Yitzarach Lomer Zeron's Veshofers, they actually wouldn't say Zeron's Veshofers, Ella Omer, Tachtayim, Rav Kiyah, Ba'arah, Dever Kiyah. It's saying if there will be a famine in the land, if there is a plague, so that you say that instead, that's from Malachim. And last one was Asher Hayo Davar Hashem, Al Yirmiyah, Al Dibre Habatzaras. And the word of Hashem came to Yirmiyah regarding the droughts. Okay, so you quoted these either Sukkah from various, basically Tehillim or from Nevi'im. And how would they conclude it? Again, also, we see how we lifted all this into our and put it into our modern day Slichos liturgy. There's the written most of the heroes. So he who answered our father's sea of reeds, he shall answer us and hearken to our sound, for you call of your call this day. Blessed you who remembers the forgotten. Ashishu Omer, this would be the Shofros or the song from Nach. Mishana says Ishoba Gilgal Huyana Slamishma Bakol Sakos and Yomazeb Brachad Hashem Shomeya Teruah. So that's Shofros. Al Revius Omar, Misha Anoes Shemuel ben Mitzvah, who answered Shemuel Mitzvah, who asked Mishma Kol Tzakas Amayim Zebrach Hashem, Shomeyat Sa'aka, crying out. Achmijus Omar, Misha Anoes Eliyahu Harkam, who answered Elisha Harkam, who asked Mishma Kol Tzakas Amayim Zebrach Hashem, Shomeyat Tefillah. We had the Shomeyat Tefillah. Then we have Al Shishus Omar, Misha Anoes Yonah ben Main Hadaga, who asked Mishma Kol Tzakas Amayim Zebrach Hashem, Shomeyat Ona ben Esara. So when he answered in time of distress, again, we also lift this into our liturgy. Ashviu Omer Mishanes David Aslom Binovi Shalim Hina Aslam Yishma Kol Tzakos Seichem Baruch Hashem HaMerachim Al Haaretz, who has mercy on the land. Okay, Maisa, the following story. We love story time. Says the Gemara, turn the page. Maisa, Bimei Rav Chalafto Rav Chani Ben Tradion Shavar Echel Ben Teva, that one of them went to David on a fast day. V'gomer's brachos kula, he completed all these brachos. V'lo'on Rach Ramein, people didn't answer Amen after him. Rather, what did they say? They said, Baruch Shem Kuvah Machasol, Le'olam V'ed, instead of saying Amen. Tukvaram Tiku, then they said, okay, blow the shofar, Kohanim, blow the shofar. Mishan as Avram Avinu B'harim, Riyu Hu Yonas, Lamish Me'akol Tarek, Sem Ayom Azeh, Hariu B'nei Aaron, Hariu. They'd say, sound the trua. And then they repeat it again for all the brachos. And the following came before the sages. They were very upset about this, and they said this idea of saying Baruch Shem Kol Machasol Le'olam V'ed instead of Amen is reserved only for the Beis Hamikdash. Out to the Beis Hamikdash, we're not saying Shem Hashem. I mean, the actual full God's name. We only say Amen, and obviously, we know the only time we say Baruch Shem is in Shema quietly, or on Yom Kippur out loud, or when we're talking about the service of the temple on Yom Kippur during the Avoda. Okay, next. This is just really the next Mishnah, but it's all mushed together over here. It's amalgamated here. The way in which the Kohanim served in the temple was, it wasn't that every day a Kohen can go, but rather they divide the Kohanim up by Mishmaros, groups, and then subgroups of each house. And each household was part of that subgroup. And then 2 weeks a year, each group would have a rotation of 2 weeks a year, and during that week, the house would get a specific day during that week. So basically, what that means is Kohanim only serve twice a year, although on Yom Tovim they come back as well, but during the normal year, Kohanim had 2 weeks a year where they were on, and even when they were on, it was only 2 days they actually served. The rest of the week, they were basically on call. So that's relevant for the following. Shalosh Tanis HaRishonos, during the first of these fasts, Anshe Mishmar Masanav Lo Mishamlim, the members of the Mishmar, as it's their week to be in the Beis HaMikdash, they begin the fast, they wouldn't complete the fast, and we saw earlier, because they have to, you know, everyone else has afflicted themselves, they have to feel part of it, but they can't actually fast. Vashe Beis Av Lo HaBizanim Klab, while those who were performing the service that day didn't fast at all. The second series of fasts, the Mishmar guys on the Mishmar, was their week, would fast and complete it. While those who had the it was their day would begin the fast but complete it. And Shavach Kronos, Rishua said that everyone fasted. The first set of three fasts, they were very mild and minor, and therefore no one fast. Shlosh Shushnio was the second set of fast. Anshe Mishmar, Mesanav Lo Meshalman. They begin it, but they wouldn't end it. Anshe Beisav, Lo Yimisanav Klal. And the Anshe Beisav, who served that they wouldn't fast at all. Shivach Ronos, Anshe Mishmar, Mesanav Lo Meshalman. Anshe Beisav, Mesanav Lo Meshalman. And the last one, those who were, it was their week, would fast and complete it. Well, because they were only on backup, they were pinch hitters here. While on those who were, it was their day, wouldn't fast at all. Once we're discussing this, let's just point out, says the Mishnah, Anche Mishmar Mutar Lishtos Yayin Valelos. Those who, as their Mishmar, were allowed to drink wine at night. We know there's a prohibition to drink wine in the temple, and therefore, those who, as their week, but they're only backup, they can drink wine at night, of Lobo Yom, and not during the day, in case someone called them and say, hey, look, you're the pinch hitter, we need you. Anche Besav, Lobo Yom, Valelos. Whereas the Anche Besav are not allowed to drink wine, neither by day nor by night. And the Gemara is going to talk about this and elaborate it more. Next, Anche Mishmar, Anche Mamed. Those who are on the Mishmar also went. Now we're on the Mishmar. Also, those who are the Ma'amid, which we mentioned multiple times, it's the every day you brought the Tumid, and they'd have a people who represented each tribe who would come basically, and they'd go through a lot of procedures. We'll discuss more. Then as well, Asr Mesaper Umekabes. They weren't allowed to cut their hair or launder their clothing during the week. Why? The Gemara will explain. Ubechamisha on Thursday could mitarmi bnei kavachamis because of kavachamis. Last Mishnah in this parak, I believe. That we've mentioned is a concept called Megillas Tainus, which recorded days where there were special holidays, minor holidays, and also days where there were fast days. Whenever there's a minor holiday, a minor festival, most of it's in Batel nowadays, so there were a number of things that were prohibited. So, call it called Megillas Tainus, gluteness. But any day it's in Megillas Tainus, one should not eulogize on the fun of Aser. You can't do it for the day beforehand as well. We might have pulled out Tachnun for this. Lach and Mutter, where afterwards you could. We also have the fun of Lacham was Aser, both before and afterwards Aser, meaning the holiday starts pre and continues with an afterglow till afterwards. Any day it says Lilis Anna, any day it says one should not fast on the fun of Lacham Mutter. On the day before and afterwards, you're allowed to. We also have the fun of Aser Lacham Mutter. It says beforehand, you can't, afterwards, you could. Good. Ain goes in time to Tibur Tribe Chemisha. We do not decree a fast that begins on a Thursday. Shlo Lefkia Hasharam, so we don't mess up the prices. Which we discussed earlier, either because people are going to start hoarding, it's going to cause the shop, the hoarding, why they're hoarding on a Thursday, they hoard on a Thursday because they have to buy for the end of the fast and also buy for Shabbos, whereas if the fast starts on Monday, so the shopkeepers realize it's just part of the fasting, and it's not a sustained situation of hoarding. We also point out this could be shrinkflation, that the shopkeepers will realize people are hoarding, instead of raising prices, they'll just sell the same price but less in the barrel. The way it works is Monday, Thursday, Monday. Great. Next says, the second fast also are Thursday, Monday, Thursday. So clearly the implication is that once you begin your first series of fasts, so, then the storekeepers never knows, oh, we're in fasting season effectively, so that's why it's okay to start on a Thursday. And everybody says, no, we never start on a Thursday. Great. Ain't going to translate Tibor, Berosh Chodosh, Chanukah Purim. We don't declare a public fast day on Rosh Chodosh, Chanukah Purim, Imischil, Imasvikin. However, once they begin a series of fasts and one of them falls on Rosh Chodosh, Chanukah Purim, so then we continue fasting. Divor Begamliel, Amar Rabbi Meir, Afal Pish, Amar Rabbanu Gamliel, Imasvikin, Moda Hayesh, Imasham. He says we don't complete it, fine. Rather, you should break it short before nightfall. V'chein Tishvah, Shcholias, Be'er Shabbos. If Tishvah falls on Erev Shabbos, so which we doesn't happen, we have to fast. We break it shortly before sunset, so we don't enter Shabbos when we're fasting and we're very hungry, which is not good for Shabbos. I wish you all a wonderful day.